Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4383.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
Let's say Shay Carl. He's a video blogger. He really inspired me to get into filmmaking.
What do you aspire to be?
I aspire to be an independent business owner. I'd like to start my own company in filmmaking.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I'd say I'm passionate and determined.
What types of things make you happy?
I don't know, a lot of things.
What types of things make you sad?
Betrayal.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
Well, I was raised in the South, so I think I learned a lot of respect from that.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? How did you develop this attribute?
I think my tenacity. I think I was probably born with it.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
Integrity. Because, you know, you're only as good as your word.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Courtesy and respect.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
We like to play games and watch movies.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
It was my pool cue, because I got to be captain of a pool league, and it helped a lot with my game.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I liked playing baseball growing up.
What is your favorite book? What types of books do you enjoy? Do you have a favorite literary character?
My favorite book would be Song of Albion by Stephen Lawhead.
What is your favorite word and why?
I think my favorite word is pneumono ultramicroscopic silicovulcaniconiosis, just because it's the longest word in the English language.
What was the last book you read? Who is your favorite character?
Last book I read was The Fault in Our Stars. My favorite character was Augustus Waters.
What was the last movie you saw? Did you like it?
Charlie Countryman, and yeah, it was a good movie.
What types of sports do you like to watch?
I like to watch soccer, mostly.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
I like filmmaking, pool, chess, robotics, and sports.
Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
I'd say I am. I express my creativity mostly through filmmaking.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Yes, I get Brad Pitt all the time, or Thor, or Jax from Sons of Anarchy.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
Emma Watson, because she's a brilliant person.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
Joining the military? Well, it was a risk because, you know, everyone else that I grew up with, they're going to college and getting jobs and stuff like that, and now I realize that I've gained a lot of character from it.
Have you experienced a moment of epiphany, as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to? Describe this moment and your impressions about it.
Yes, I think when I realized that I wanted to do filmmaking, I had always done robotics growing up, and then I just realized that all the things I like to do put into one job is filmmaking.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
I would like to be in Rome right now, having a glass of wine with a friend.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
A friend of mine who's a YouTuber.
What is your approach to life?
Say, live life to its fullest and do the most good you can.
Who is your favorite actor?
Say, Kenneth Branagh. Because he's an actor and director. He does a lot of Shakespeare and he has a lot of skill.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Chess.
Why?
Well, my dad taught me chess growing up, and it utilizes the mind the most, and I think it benefits all around in life from learning chess.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
I think going into combat was probably one of the craziest things I've ever done.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
I exercise.
What is something you wish you can do but can't?
Move to California.
What is your favorite season and why?
Summer, because you get the most sunlight and warmth from it.
What matters most to you?
Say life experiences, how you enjoy life.
Tell us something that no one else knows about you unless someone specifically asked you this question.
That I have a daughter.
What great cause do you feel strongly about?
I would say restoring freedom in America. I'm strongly libertarian.
What's your favorite joke?
Okay, how did the blonde die in the helicopter crash?
How?
She got cold and turned off the fan.
If you were a superhero, who would you be and what would your power be?
Well, my favorite superhero is Superman, but my favorite superpower is telekinesis, which Superman doesn't have.
If you can be invisible, where would you go and what would you do?
Yeah, I would probably go into, I'd probably go into a wealthy business and find out how they operate.
What quality do you like best in yourself and what do you like least?
Best, I would say I like my honesty, that I'm very straightforward with things. Least, I would say I don't like that a lot of times I'm socially awkward. I don't know the right way to make a first impression, and a lot of times a lot of people give me a lot of strange looks. So, I would say that's it.
Okay, you are majoring in digital film and video production. When did you first become interested in this field?
Well, I've been interested in movies my whole life. We used to watch movies every night, and I really gained an appreciation for movies growing up. But actually, started making movies in 1998, and I realized I wanted to do it as a career in the end of 2010.
What are your plans upon graduation?
On graduation, I'd like to move to California as soon as possible, and probably go for my master's and start a job in filmmaking.
If you can choose any career, what would you be?
I'd be a director.
Any specific type of movies?
Well, I like all genres, but I think the movies that I like the most, or that I would want to make, are movies that really make people think. Because I think those are the movies that are remembered, are movies that either strongly move you emotionally or mentally. So if I can make a movie that really, you know, makes someone think about it and has some strong emotional connection to that too, then that's the kind of movie that I would want to make.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
I would be running my own studio, directing a major motion picture with my friends.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
I think going out and doing something active, something like a game, something where your attention is not fully focused on that, but you can interact with each other, such as paintball. For example, I think that would be a romantic evening.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Well, they have to be emotionally stable, which means probably, I don't know, more mature, and someone who is understanding, who doesn't jump to the first impression they hear from anything, that they actually think critically about everything.
What is the nicest thing you can do for your significant other?
Be there.
Okay. Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
Initially, because I need another source of income. I'm still trying to get a car. But also because, you know, I figured why not create as much life as possible, because, you know, I'm against abortion and I like big families, and you know, I think that this overpopulation stuff is ridiculous, because 95% of America is unpopulated. It's underdeveloped. It's like there's nobody there. So I think we could do with a lot more people.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
Just live life to the fullest and don't let anyone tell you you can't.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4383.